which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
What is up, franchise fans? It's Jack Johnson back with you for your Franchise Market Watch for November 3rd, 2023. And let's dive right in. And here we go again. Another restoration franchise off the board. And best option restoration, this franchise literally has been selling almost every week this year, it feels like to me. Best option restoration. Why are people investing in this, what I would consider low investment, pretty darn recession safe franchise? Franchise fees, 44 grand, total investment, 125 to 175K. I think that's pretty standard for a restoration franchise. They are doing emergency restoration, content cleaning, water, fire, mold and storm, anything that's happening there, they can help with. So again, pretty standard stuff for a restoration franchise. But something's happening because this franchise, I'm telling you, it's probably the most quiet heavy seller of the year. So best option restoration. If you want to find out about it, if you're open to a restoration franchise that can be run semi-absentee, the founders there have been in the business a long time. I think the founders actually founded another company that did the crime scene cleanup called Bio One. So these guys know what they're doing. It's a good buy low. Clearly the market sees something here with best option restoration. I can save you $10,000 on this franchise. So text me at 305-710-0050. Next up, this is another one that has been around a long time. It's called College Hunks Hauling Junk, College Hunks Moving. So clearly they tell you exactly what they do. They have two recession-resistant businesses. They help you to throw away or donate the stuff that you don't want. That's junk removal. And they move the stuff that you do want. That's moving. So in terms of having a business that has two pretty heavy needs, College Hunks has it nailed. This is what I would consider a pretty fair investment franchise. Franchise fee is 65K. Total investment about 300K, which is right around where I recommend people be for franchise investing. The average franchise is grossing up $1.3 million, with the highest franchisee grossing 7.3. That's a pretty good runway. What does that tell you? It tells you likely that the 7-unit owner probably owns about 5 units. I'm going to tell you guys the secret to successful franchise investing and why I just added 3 units to the franchise that I own is the more money you want to make, the more units you need to add. So if you want to have a $5 million business, take 4 units. College Hunks Hauling Junk and College Hunks Moving. I think this is a really good investment, recession resistant. Text me at 305-710-0050. I can save you 10 grand on this franchise as well. Next up is another franchise that seems to be selling. We just did our sort of market analysis for October. And if you're not subscribed to our newsletter, you can text me and get on our list too. Just send me your email address, text to 305-710-0050. Or if you don't want to deal with me, just go to our website, franchiseinsiders.com, go to the subscribe page. And twice a week, we send out a newsletter that sort of mirrors this this podcast. Anyways, Zoom Drain. So Zoom Drain is drain and sewer symptom solvers. This is a niche essential service with minimal competition. B2B and B2C services, same day services. This is a simple, profitable, and scalable franchise. They have, again, their franchisees average just over $1 million, with the top location doing $11 million. What does that tell you? Top franchisee probably has 9-10 units. Average franchisee with 1 unit does $1 million per year. So what does it look like when we have a franchise that makes $1 million per year? How much money do you make? Well, typically that's going to scale as you grow your franchise. But I think if you want to put kind of like an average number on it, let's just peg it at about 150K. I think having in your P&L a franchise that net after paying your royalties and that type of thing, if you're netting somewhere between 15 and 18%, you're doing really good. And so anyway, so Zoom Drain, let's talk about what the investment is. $49,500 franchise fee. The investment goes from $228,000 to $428,000. So again, right in that range of where it needs to be. The reason why you're going to see that again is because of the multi-unit investment. It goes higher if you invest in more units. Some markets are more expensive. For example, if you're opening a business in San Francisco versus opening a business in, you know, Fargo, your costs are going to be higher. But Zoom Drain, like BCR, Best Option Restoration, has been invested in heavily this year. People are really bullish on Zoom Drain, and we can save you 10 grand. Might be worth exploring. Only 3 to 4 employees to start, and it's a simple business. And this type of business doesn't matter who's in the White House, doesn't matter what's going on in the stock market. I would say that's true for College Hunks and Best Option. Text me 305-710-0050 to learn more about Zoom Drain. Rolling Suds again this week. Now, this is one that has come on the second, in the second half of this year. Rolling Suds is power washing. They are the power washing professionals. They show in their FDD 2.2 average annual revenue, which in this type of a business, and I own a window washing, power washing business myself, that comes down to trucks. Your average job is about $350. Your average truck does about 3 jobs a day. If you want to do $2 million, you need 5 trucks on the road. That's probably about 2-3 territories. It's a niche business. There is no national leader. It's true. It's made up of a lot of mom and pops. Executive model. Now, this is not an absentee model. They want you to be all in. That doesn't mean they want you driving the truck. What it does mean is they want you to be 100% running this business. They don't want you keeping your job and having this as a side hustle. They want owners who want to grow a big business. And again, in this business, it's about scaling trucks. That's what you do with this type of business. Rolling Suds, the market loves it. People are buying it every single week. The CEO of the business was just speaking at the IFA and sitting at the table with all the sort of the big folks at the IFA. So people are really bullish on Rolling Suds. And I think if you want to, you know, quit your job and throw yourself into a really good business, Rolling Suds would be a good choice for you. We can save you $2,000 on Rolling Suds if you text me at 305-710-0050. As far as the investment on Rolling Suds goes, $39,900 franchise fee, $137,000 to $198,000 total investment. If it's me, I'm taking probably 2 to 5 units of a Rolling Suds. But listen, that's really up to you in terms of what you can comfortably invest. You know, when I look at franchise investing, here's how I look at it. The average franchise fee is 50 grand. On a services franchise, which is really all we're talking about today, you need about 150K to scale the business to profitability. So at a minimum, you really want to have at least $200,000 to invest in a franchise. Now, what happens if you only have 50K in cash? Well, maybe you've got home equity. Maybe you've got a 401K that you can roll. If you've got a credit score above 700, and if you have that cash, you can look into an SBA loan, but just make sure that you're keeping your credit card debt under 15K. Last on the list today, this is a new one to our team in terms of selling. It's called Up Closets, and it's exactly like it sounds. With Up Closets, they are helping you to redo your closet, just like many of the other closet franchises out there. But the difference is they use AI design software, and this is where our team is bullish on sort of working with them. They use AI design software to help the customer. So there's that little piece of the puzzle that has people excited. They say that this is great for spousal teams, husband and wife teams, interior designers, realtors, mortgage brokers, home organizers, home stagers, great for young entrepreneurs. This is a franchise that shows an average job revenue of $4,500 per job. So that means, what does it mean? It means if we want to have a $1 million business, we need to do 222 jobs a year. And when we figure that we're probably working 300 days out of the year, it's not too bad. That's really doable. So low upfront investment on Up Closets, $39,000 franchise fee, $60,000 to $110,000 total investment to scale an Up Closets franchise. We'll save you $2,000 on it. Feel free to text 305-710-0050 to learn more about any of these franchises, to subscribe to our newsletter, or if you just have a question about a franchise that you're looking at, you kind of want our thoughts on it, I'm happy to share. But for now, thank you for tuning into our Franchise Market Watch, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm Jack Johnson.
The Inside School. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.